Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another exciting episode of Are You Not Kentertained? This is episode 78, and today's date is September 27th, 2017. My name is Carrie, and I'll be your host for the evening. And as always, I am joined by two of my, actually this week, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, there's three wrestling gurus on tonight's show. I am joined, yes, by Russ, Kent, and Steve. How you doing, guys?
Pretty good. You know, I like that I'm somehow lumped in as a wrestling guru with Steve and Kent, where my wrestling knowledge compared to them is like, I don't know, what's somebody who knows nothing about wrestling, basically?
Russell.
You're the Jon Snow of this, Russ.
Yeah, I know nothing.
Well, look at it this way, Russ. You know a little bit more than I do.
I guess, but oh my God. Those two, whenever I have a wrestling question, it's either Steve or Kent.
It makes sense.
That's kind of sad.
It is. Well, for who? You guys or me?
I'm going to say both.
And Kent, how are you doing? You're being very quiet over there.
I'm just being thoughtful. I'm admiring how white Steve looks today.
He's missing his neck again, too.
He is missing his fucking neck.
I don't like it. I don't have a neck. It's, you know,
I'm curious about the blue sky background. I don't know how he gets that.
It's all green screen.
Ah, the big budget.
Yeah, I should get a webcam one of these days.
I have like two of them here, Steve. I could probably just send you one.
Yeah, so much work.
Yeah.
And then we'd have to see his face. Do we really
or get a laptop or something. I mean, it's just...
Oh.
Yeah, that sounds just too much, guys. I think we're good with the current video of Steve.
Carrie, would you get jealous if we ever had another female on this show?
No. Okay. Are you not sure? At all. I would be perfectly
fine.
Well,
is she hotter
that?
Than Carrie? That's the question. That would be a jealousy factor.
Yeah.
I'm not answering anything else.
I can't believe another woman would be on the wrestling podcast anyway. I'm shocked.
No, there really wouldn't be. I was just kind of rise. I failed.
Yes.
Okay.
That's kind of why I want to go on the Jericho cruise to see what kind of people show up to that.
It's all going to be guys.
Sexy motherfuckers.
I bet you you'll get
that
your girls.
And now I want to go.
Yeah, it should be awesome.
Yeah, if it wasn't in the middle of a friggin' school year, yeah, it'd be great.
You're the one to be a teacher.
I know.
All right. For our first-time listeners, we recap and discuss the week in the WWE. I mean, right now it doesn't look that way, but we do. And we also have a few fun wrestling-related segments for you as well. But this week, we're going to cover both our review of No Mercy, since Steve is here, and also discuss Raw and SmackDown. And I'm going to change things up a bit. And since we have the three guys here, the wrestling gurus, I'm going to have a roundtable discussion with them and kind of get their thoughts on, everything that happened the past few days. But before we get started on that, let's kick things off with Kent's moment of bliss. Kent, what is your moment of bliss this week?
Boy, has this week been stacked. Like, so fucking full of bliss. I'm very grateful that I got some kind of virus into my website, and I no longer have any blogs or podcasts, so to speak of, right now. They are gone. They are missing their MIA. And I'm really proud and happy of that, and I'm super grateful that we have some orange guy that is single-handedly ruining the NBA and NFL season and somehow ruining American Horror Story at the same time. Thank you for that. I am really happy. And to top it all off, my biggest moment of bliss is that I don't even have a pizza in front of me. Yeah. Yeah. I can't wait for the torch to be passed to me. But it won't happen because I don't have wet hair. Happy, though.
That was a very blissful week. This sounds like June. You know what? It's as hot as June. Maybe that's what it is.
I blame the heat.
Yeah, maybe it's not June. It's the heat.
I do have one positive thing. Channel Zero. It's on tonight at 10 o'clock on Sci-Fi Network. Excellent show.
How many episodes
something
in it?
Nice.
There you go.
There's only six. And if you have the Sci-Fi app, you can get all episodes for free. And it's a free app. So watch that rather than listen to me bitch and moan about things.
Well, at this rate, it's only going to be us because you can't get this on the website.
None of us. Yeah.
Your first and last listeners are going to see this.
Yes.
And now we've just brought everything back down again. Good job, guys. All right, let's get into it. Let's talk No Mercy. Let's talk the first match. We had Finn Balor versus Bray Wyatt, with Finn Balor getting the win. Russ, what were your thoughts on this match?
Hey, we're overlooking a very good match.
Yeah, I was going to say, what about the oldie kickoff match that was actually pretty good, the kickoff show?
It happened on Raw the next night, too. So
yes.
Yeah, it wasn't as good on Raw, but, I mean, we did have Elias and Apollo, and I know Kerry just kind of overlooked that, but, I mean, it'd be nice to talk about it.
All right, let's back up, talk Elias and Apollo, and then we'll go into Finn and Bray. Or you can talk about both. We can do that, too. Russ, you're up.
Okay, so, honestly, I thought the match was pretty good. I'm going to talk about the Elias and Apollo match. I don't know. I think Elias is doing really good work. He's actually one of the few heels with music gimmicks that I don't mind. And he's actually pretty funny on there on the mic, so that's good. Apollo brought his A game. I thought this is one of his most exciting matches in WWE proper. So that was good. Other than that, the match ended exactly how it should have. And I'm glad Elias got the win, but yeah, Monday Night Raw was not nearly as good, I thought. Kent?
I like that Raw did carry over the feud, and now we may even get a new feud with Titus and Elias. That could be interesting on the mic, at the very least. Won't be as good in ring. I think we've actually found somebody that works really well with Apollo.
Yes.
Apollo really hasn't given us many exciting matches, but I thought this was one of the better matches of the whole night. And I like the, I don't know, for lack of a better term, like the mule kick thing in the corner that Elias did. Showed a little bit of athleticism from big dude, so I enjoyed it. And, you know, 2 years down the road, Luke Harper versus Elias, WrestleMania main event. Yeah.
That's a pipe dream.
Yeah.
Is Luke Harper still alive?
I don't know. Yeah, good
Probably
question.
Probably not.
I think he died with the barn got burned.
Yeah, I think
that's,
Randall
that's
may
possible.
Have burned him.
Him and the bald guy there.
Yeah. Eric Rowan.
Yes, that's what it is.
Yes. Yes. So, yeah, Steve, what were your thoughts?
Oh, I was going to say it's been so long since they've been on TV, we forgot who they were. Anyway, back to you, Steve.
It was a good opening match. I don't really pay attention to them because no one else is in the audience anyways, so I figure it's like a dark match house show type thing where they usually are better than the actual TV shows. I like Samson's gimmick. I just want to know, when did Titus O'Neil become a face?
That's a good question, because
I thought the whole gimmick was he was a heel trying to recruit the faces, and eventually they turn on him or whatever, but apparently he turned into a face.
Well, I would say this. It seems like the gimmick's working, and people are starting to like it. So maybe they were just like, oh, it's working. Do you know how like New Day was heels, and then the gimmick started finally working, snapping, and then all of a sudden they turned face? I think it's going to those.
Do we have any
probably
black heels?
Yeah, the Usos. Are they really black?
The Samoan. They're not black.
Yeah.
Get it right, you
racist.
Sorry.
You disgust me. What was Umaga, Russ? Was he black to you, too? Huh? Umaga, man.
Samoa Joe.
Samoa Joe. Yeah, totally.
Somebody tell you Black Joe.
So, Kerry, you want to ask us about the next match?
Yes, let's talk about, well, actually, I'll ask you, Kent, to kick us off about the discussion of Finn Balor and Bray Wyatt.
I honestly had more fun arguing with your husband during that match than anything else. Eric seems to, like, have this idea that this was a well-done story and a well-done angle, and I'm sitting here thinking, well, ain't that some shit, because I don't know a goddamn motherfucker that was remotely interested in this storyline. The only time this thing got interesting was when there was red acid dropped on Finn, but he didn't have burns, but he kind of did, and then he became the demon, now he's no longer the demon, and now he has blue tights, and they're having more feud. It didn't really end. So, Sunday accomplished a lot because Finn also didn't have the upper hand. Bray had the upper hand, and Bray still lost despite beating Finn cleanly approximately a month ago. Good storytelling. Washing my hands of this awfulness.
How about you, Steve?
I was glad we saw history to see the first ever man versus man match. That was a highlight for me.
It wasn't man versus man, though. It was Bray cheated because it was God versus man. So
true, Bray is a god sometimes. Apparently he was only a man that night. I don't know.
No, he did mention that in his promo when he attacked, before he attacked Bray, or Finn, he goes, I'm a god. The problem with me is I'm a god.
So
that's
by
what
default, he lost right away anyway.
Yes, he did.
It was a man versus man match.
Yep, so he should have never won.
He just can't win.
Yeah.
Could Bray use his lightning powers like Raiden and kill the demon? Like, is that a possibility? Could we get like some Glacier and Mortis action, you know, 20 years later? Could this be the beginning of a great thing?
No,
well, only if,
it is not.
If only if we have like another gimmick match, like the House of Horrors.
That wasn't a gimmick.
That should be an annual match.
More than annual. I think we should do that semi-annual. Let's get that thing going three times a year.
Name a pay-per-view after it, damn it.
Yes.
All matches happening all the same time in that house.
House. Yes. That. See.
Isn't
you
that
would watch
like
that.
You did with a compound thing.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I'm saying have seven simultaneous matches happening all the time.
Oh, man, and some of them interact with each other. God, that actually would be pretty fun.
You just have a huge-ass house, and everybody, you just have multi-screen going on. And
sounds like War Games.
It would be like War Games, even more close.
Only with House of Whores.
And Whores. And there'd be a whore in every room.
Yes. Well, it has to be. It's House of Whores.
They should buy Danzig's house and do it in that.
There you go.
It is for sale. 3G, apparently. Los Angeles.
Oh, there we go. Come on, WWE. Get in on this action. This is an episode.
We've just made the greatest pay-per-view never.
Yeah, that'll never happen. About Finn Balor and Bray, though.
Boo.
I thought the gimmick was okay up until Monday night when they continued it on. I'm like, why? We don't need this.
Boo.
Yes. I kind of liked it. The match was... Match was okay. I liked the beginning, but you're right. Why?
Match was fine. It was just the horrible, horrible story.
Yeah. Why is
every Bray Wyatt match can think of though? It's like, well, the match was decent, I guess, but
it is.
Everything else
you're right.
Terrible.
Well, that's just it. It was a good match, but Bray loses all the time. I've gotten to a point where I just don't. Like, Bray says something like, okay, whatever, you're going to lose. What the fuck? Isn't there a point where they got to let him win? And not on a stupid
nope.
gimmick match.
No, Russ, no.
When was the last time he won a legitimate match that was a pay-per-view?
He beat Goldust. Like, last week.
No. Yeah. Pay-per-view. Pay-per-view. Nah.
Oh, Elimination Chamber.
Yeah.
Elimination Chamber?
Yeah, he won a belt.
Yeah. Yeah, remember
yeah.
that
oh.
month-long reign?
Yes.
Was really good.
Yeah,
that was
a long, it's still.
Great storyline.
Yep.
So lots of pictures on the mat during WrestleMania.
Yeah. That was good stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Carrie, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Is Bray Wyatt trying to emulate Braun? I'm noticing that Bray's getting a little barrel-chested as of late.
It's possible. Maybe they're working out together.
Maybe.
Bray's trying to get that physique.
That's a tough physique to get.
I wish him luck. All right. So, enough about this. It's just depressing. Let's move on to something even more depressing. Let's talk the Cruiserweight title match. Neville versus Enzo Amore. Enzo won the match. Russ, what do you got?
Well, Enzo won the match, but you forgot to say how. Cheating like a little bitch. The match wasn't terrible. It was just 90% Neville kicking the crap out of Enzo because Enzo can't do shit, and Enzo cheating. It wasn't terrible. It wasn't exciting, but that's where I'm at.
How about you, Kent?
Are we just leaving Steve to the end of all of these? I like this.
No, he was second.
I get the final award, damn it.
Well, he was second when nobody even asked me for my...
Boo, Ross, boo, boo. What match were we talking about?
Cruiserweight.
Oh, she's going out of order.
I'm so confused. Is she?
Yeah, well, yeah, Cruiserweight was the second to last match.
God damn it. This is why everything's so messed up in this world right now. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, it was a match that happened. Creative way to end it. Enzo really earned it. All of my thoughts really were on discuss later, so I'm just going to say, yeah, Enzo earned it.
Fair, yeah, I don't... fair enough. Steve, any thoughts from you?
Is Enzo done being punished, or is being champion on a show no one watches punishment still?
That's a fantastic question. I would think, actually, it's not a punishment. I think, remember, Vince likes people who cause controversy. I think he got punished for a little bit, and now he's getting a chance to prove himself. Let's face it, out of him and Cass, who got a belt first, who would you think got the belt first? A belt first.
Should have been both of them, NXT.
But. You're right, but that was...
like 2 fucking years ago, but yeah.
Yeah.
And do you think Enzo has actual heat, or is it like X-Pac heat, where it's just like, get off the TV?
I don't know. John Cena kind of dissed him on Raw Talk or whatever the fuck it was, which was kind of funny.
But did he really diss him, or was he just playing up the character?
If I said he dissed him, then clearly he dissed him. Oh. I couldn't have possibly misinterpreted something.
Well, you know what I mean.
Said by somebody else.
You know what I mean. It's wrestling.
Too bad it didn't lead to a rat battle.
It could have been a shoot. Oh my god, that would have been awesome.
Good stuff.
But any match where Enzo gets his ass kicked the entire time is a good match.
Absolutely.
I think.
Absolutely.
Carrie, can we go to the 7th to the last match from the left? Next.
Sure. Which one's that again? Refresh my memory.
He just wants. He's just joking. He wants go to your next match. It's fine. Don't listen
okay.
to him.
Okay. Since there was some issue with it not being in the order of the actual show, we'll go with the starting match: The Miz versus Jason Jordan. Kent, what are your thoughts?
Well, it happened. Sure did. What was... I don't even remember really what I was doing during this match. It was on my computer screen, and there was something on my TV screen. It may have been a movie. It may have been a video game. I do not know.
Hype porn, wasn't it?
You know, I don't watch too much porn on the 55-inch, because porn on 55-inch screens sometimes weirds me out a little bit when they get really close up. Like larger than life,
yeah.
Body parts, just kind of weird to me. And then, Paige. But anyways, yeah, it happened. It definitely happened. Really good showcase for all involved. Real True Wrestling Clinic got both guys over. I'm excited for them in their future endeavors. 5-star classic.
What do
excellent,
you think,
excellent
Steve?
Summary. How long has The Miz been the face of the company? Because everything he does is like gold for the last, what, year and a half, 2 years?
Yeah, they've just completely been wasting him on Raw this past 4 months. But yeah, he is definitely gold.
Like Bray? Is Bray and Miz related?
No.
They have the same issues.
They do. But The Miz wins. A lot.
Well, you know, they're not related.
And also knocked up Maurice.
Yes.
That's winning right there.
But if Bray knocks up JoJo, we'll be on to something.
But wait, Bray is related to The Miz in one way.
Oh, I see where you're going here.
Bo Sir Dallas.
Axel.
6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
That's right. Bo Dallas is part of the Miztourage, and they're a family. So there is a way of connection.
Wait, here's something that interested me. During the write-up for the No Mercy review, I was like, I'm curious, what the hell has Curtis Axel done? And I was like, oh yeah, he had that push like a few years ago. I don't remember the push, but come to find out, he got quite a few clean wins over guys like Triple H, and he actually held the Intercontinental Championship. I forgot all about that.
I didn't
know
that at
all. Is this
when
he was the Heyman guy?
Yeah, when he was the Heyman guy, he apparently held the belt for like a month or month and a half, something like that. It was longer than I expected.
But not longer than Jinder Mahal.
We're not comparing sizes here, Russ.
He is setting records. It's scary. What'd you think of the match, though, there, Steve?
So, yeah, that match happened. And,
five-star classic.
Good freeze frame.
Five-star classic.
A scale of 1 to 20 or something? Or?
I think the five-star classic is good. Now, I don't know. I liked the match, okay? I watched it. I liked it. I thought it was actually pretty good. It was a good showcase for Jordan. But I thought it was a pretty good... It was a good way to show Jordan. And I thought The Miz was really good. And I loved how The Miz tried. I'm just glad that Jordan didn't win the belt. I think I would have been pissed off if Jordan won the belt. Kat,
no, because Roman has to win the belt.
He has to win all the belts.
To be the set up a IC against heavyweight title at WrestleMania.
But where does Jason Jordan go from here?
Whatever,
I mean, is this the pinnacle? I mean, is he the next Curtis Axel?
Without, he can have his father give him any match he wants.
That's right. He's got his father right there.
I wonder if he ever brings his real father to the events.
He should go, I need to be a tag team with Chad Gable again. Pronto.
Well, Chad's so busy over on SmackDown, Steve. I don't want to interrupt his momentum.
That's right. He's got Shelton.
Tag team partner.
Yes. He's got Shelton.
Interchangeable, these guys.
I forgot about that.
Oh, wow. Wow. Racist right there.
That's what WWE thinks. I'm saying.
All right.
There's a one rumble where Bubba Ray had Kate Quick get the table instead. And it's like, what? The black guy gets the table? That's it?
That really did happen.
Wow, WWE, they're so on top of these.
They're quite racist, those people.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Vince did say the N-word before. Let's not forget, that happened.
Did he end it with an A or an ER? I can't remember.
He ended it with
the
A.
He went with the A.
Oh, that's okay.
But, I mean, let's analyze this for a second. There's a maniac, a Hulk-a-maniac, who said a nasty word, gets booted out, and then we have some orange guy who says many other things, not booted out. Hogan has now gone on to say, maybe I will come back, maybe I won't. Hogan's getting to the point where he's kind of pissed off. The hypocrisy in WWE runs deep, so deep, puts her ass to sleep. I can't remember which rap song that was from, but I will think about it during Carrie's next question.
That was poignant.
It's just ridiculous. Put Hogan back in.
Hogan
before he dies.
Hogan should just focus on his daughter's wrestling league.
Yes.
Is that like? Can you actually watch that? Like,
I don't think it ever happened. I think it's just she said something like 2 years ago, and that was it.
Fair enough.
All right, let's move on, shall we, guys? Let's talk tag team title match. We had the Fist Bros versus the Bar. And may I just say, rest in peace to Cesaro's front teeth. Steve, what were your thoughts on this match?
Actually, he's still there.
Yeah.
It was just jammed up into his gums like 4 inches or something.
Yep.
So they're still there.
And they're going to do a root canal to save them. So he might still keep his teeth.
Wow, this is the most news thing that we have going on. Everybody has like fucking news info on teeth.
Yes,
that match.
Good.
If I had that happen to me, I'd be dead right there. I'd be like, that's it. Match is done. I'm done.
Yeah, right? I'd be like, tap it out and just walk to the back and let your teammate just gets killed. Yes.
But this was probably a match of the night. I don't like how it ended. It should have ended with the powerbomb onto Dean Ambrose spot.
Oh my God, that was awesome.
Instead of going on longer and having the Fist Bros win, which I hate. But it'll set up a shield having all the belts.
Woo. No, they're not going to hold it to WrestleMania. You think they're going to hold those belts to WrestleMania? I don't think so.
They only have
believe
two,
that.
They only have two tag teams. Half of one is out with dental surgery for who knows how long.
Is that
but
GNA?
Gallus and Anderson, they're such a good team and very poignant. They had a really good storyline. Where were they Sunday? I thought they were in that match. No? My mistake. They just built
I thought
them
they were setting
for
up
8 weeks.
I thought they were setting up that, but yeah.
I thought they were too, and then completely gone. And now they're not even on Raw this week.
The week that the Bullet Club invaded Raw.
Yeah.
Which was absolutely foolish in and of its own self. But, yeah, invasion.
Now, do you... Okay, I had to ask you guys this question. Was it Cesaro's fault? Because when you do that slingshot, it's you jumping, right? I mean, I'm not crazy. That wasn't Dean who screwed that up, right?
Maybe he was too close to the corner, but, yeah, I mean... Cesaro probably could have got his hand in the way or something.
Because I couldn't believe that.
Cesaro tried being a little too flashy. Probably going for a little more impact than he should have.
Although Ambrose's offense is terrible, so maybe he wanted to make it look good.
That's true, too.
Nobody bounces off the rope quite like that.
That's true.
Come on, Steve. Come on.
Yeah.
But it is just the Superman. Or Cyborg, whatever they call him.
That's true. I always hated the slingshot. It's the stupidest move in wrestling, I always thought. And I thought, well, you can't get hurt. You're controlling the whole thing. And then,
boy, were you wrong.
Boy, was I wrong, because Cesaro proved me wrong. And I'm like, and I can't even watch that. That's almost, not nearly as bad as Sid's, but it's pretty bad to watch. Like, oh my God, I can't watch him do it.
It's pretty much a curb stomp.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least Seth didn't do it.
It's true. It would just been another. Again, that would have been good. That would have been a good argument. Was that Seth's fault? How could it be Seth's fault? It would have to be Cesaro's. You jump into the damn thing.
Actually, at first, when we first saw Eric and I, at first thought that it was Seth who did it. Just, you know,
from the kick, right?
Yes.
Yes, I thought the same thing until the replay.
What a sloppy motherfucker he is.
Yeah, I was already ready. Like, I was about ready to type to Ross, make fun of him.
Wait, wasn't the kick after? Wasn't the kick after?
Yes, that's our...
I'm sorry, I thought you said the kick was first, so I thought why you thought it was that. Okay, sorry.
I don't think they called it out right away either, the announce team. I think it went a while before they noticed his teeth were gone.
Really? Because he... Really,
they were trying to figure out because there was so much blood, I think, as well was a problem.
Yeah, he was really bloody, and it was like, he looked so shocked afterwards. Like, it was, I mean... Granted, I think we'd all be shocked. But that hurt. Shoved up
I would have
in.
Been in tears.
I would be in a fetal position.
I'd be done. Like, broken, I could be okay. I can deal with it, maybe. Shoved into your... Up your... Ow. No, thank you. I'm done. You're right. I'm out.
Well,
I
would look at what Foley had done.
I would retire, and I would find a new job after that.
I remember Foley had one shoved up.
His nose, yeah, right? His nose. Yeah.
Oh. So, but... Just to lighten the mood a little bit here, the rap lyric was from Ice Cube's "Today Was a Good Day." I mean, we all should have known that.
We
should, especially you, white girls love hip hop. You're disappointing. You're lowering the bar.
It was here.
Would that be hip hop though? It's here. That's more gangster rap, isn't it?
White women can't tell the difference.
There's a fine line there. Fine.
They're
line.
All
if
the
you
same.
Can shake but... your ass to it, then a white bitch knows it.
Yeah,
what
I don't
saying?
Understand that reference.
That's not a reference. That's just a Kent. That's a Kentism.
That's okay. Every bar I've ever been to in my entire life.
He's been to like 3 bars.
They were all strip clubs.
Yes.
They all teased me.
And one was a teaser.
By the way, we're not giving Sheamus enough credit. That dude's really improved in the ring this year.
He really has. I think Cesaro's helped the hell out of him.
Because this has made Cesaro a little bit more charismatic.
Yeah, definitely a team that works together well. Sheamus has been exciting lately. Like, I used to hate his matches, but he's been a lot more exciting. Like, he's putting flair into the matches and stuff. I really like it. Not Ric Flair or Charlotte, but Flair.
But David.
Yes, David.
How bad was the ending, though? I mean, can we just call that the Cena booking? Because... That's how at least 80% of Cena's matches end, is Cena's on the defensive, like 95% of the match, hits like 2 moves, and the match is over. I mean, the same fucking thing happened Monday, too.
Should we call it the Hulk Hogan match?
That's really, yeah, that's the Hulk Hogan effect.
But Hogan at least shook the ropes. I mean, I don't know. I think Cena catches people closer out of nowhere. Not quite like Randy, but, I mean, it happens a little faster than what Hogan used to. Shawn Michaels actually also may have been a contender for that.
Yeah, that's tough because you're right. It was that power bomb really should have been the ending. I can't believe they wasted that on that.
That was one of the best moves of the year, as far as I'm concerned.
That was really clever and looked really painful.
Yeah, he had to have taken, like, Dean had to have taken some, like, that had to have hurt. It just had to have.
Yeah.
For Cesaro's sake, shouldn't they call an audible and end a match early?
No, but
no, Steve.
Hey,
no.
You know, Cesaro got a standing ovation in the end. I think that's going to raise his stock with Vince. So
champion next year has to be.
Right, definitely, yeah. Luke Harper's also coming back.
Five star classic.
Yeah. Stone Cold.
Yeah, Luke Harper. Rest his soul.
A name you'll never forget.
Sorry.
All right, guys, let's move on. Unless any more comments about that before we do?
It was the best match of the night.
Yeah,
I agree. I actually watched that one.
And not that that's sad, because they are really great performers, but the other two matches I was so hyped for, and they
bombed. Is it just me, or are they in the habit of having the best matches of the night like at the end of like hour two?
Yeah, so it's like halfway through, a little bit more than halfway through, right?
Yeah, and it's all downhill.
Makes me wonder if they read the blog at 90s.com/wrestling.
Which doesn't exist right now.
Maybe they put the
virus in there. It'll be back. It'll be back.
They did it.
That's what they said about my hair, Carrie.
Yeah, it's true. They did.
I'm sorry. I'm just digging up all kinds of bad memories tonight, aren't I?
Kent's going to need a big drink.
He's going to kill himself tonight.
Yeah.
No. All right. Let's move on to the Raw Women's Title match.
Hold on 1 second, Steve. Just so you know, he's killing himself already, just really slowly by eating lots and lots of food. And
there we go. That's like our 200th fat joke of the podcast. Good for you, Russ.
I had to carry out the tradition.
All right, women's title match: Alexa versus Sasha versus Bayley versus Nia versus Emma. Russ. Discuss.
Yeah, the match was odd. It was really good. I don't remember a single damn thing about this match, and it's really sad because I wasn't doing anything else but watching wrestling. All I remember is Nia took one hell of a power bomb, was it? Or was it she gave the power bomb? I can't remember.
It was the power bomb where she was on the ring apron.
Yes.
She kneed herself in the face.
Yes. That was awesome. I thought that was really good. I thought Nia did a good job. I honestly remember Nia sticking out, but I don't remember. I remember Emma getting one offensive move.
Is that a fat joke, Chris?
No. She's beautiful.
201 was almost there. You know, they're announcing only her way out of the women's division.
I noticed that too. I thought it was weird.
Because
she's
doesn't
big
care.
And beautiful, okay, Steve?
It's going to be
body shaming on this
podcast.
It's
going to be her at 270, Sasha at like 50, and Alexa at like 120 maybe.
What I heard is that Nia wants it. She wants the announcements like that.
Yeah, because we're not allowed to body shame anymore. We can't call a fat bitch a fat bitch. Can't call a fucking fat guy a fat guy. I mean, really, we can't call Samoa Joe fat anymore, I don't think.
Well, I mean,
she's
small, and so all small ones are big boned.
Yeah,
except
he's
for
not
the Rock
fat.
Somehow. He's only half, so.
Pulp Fiction reference.
I barely remember the match. All I remember, the other thing I do remember is Emma got one offensive move, and she could have got more. That's all I think I remember. And she didn't take the pin. Like WWE said, she did not take the pin.
I'm assuming this is going to lead to Sasha and Bayley breaking up at some point.
Royal Rumble.
God, maybe. I was hoping that was last night, and then they friggin' tag team with no problems whatsoever.
Because they're true
like
friends.
Xavier.
Yes.
And what's his name?
Who's what's his name?
The white guy that tag team Paige.
Oh, Brad Maddox.
Brad Maddox. They're true friends, okay?
Good times. Paige's coming back. I'm very excited still.
If she's not back with Brad Maddox, or she's not on SmackDown, so we will see her maybe with Xavier, and I hope they do something.
I don't think they can air that, Russ.
Why not?
Next pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Well, pay-per-view, yeah. Well, could they hold off for the House of Horrors match?
I think so.
Can they wait that long? So. I don't know.
It's only 6-7 months away.
God, there's so many great possibilities with that girl. So many.
Brad Maddox.
I'm titillated by the idea of it, okay?
They do want more network programming. I'm just saying.
Seriously, if they did started doing porn, like wrestling porn, you know how fast the subscriptions for WWE Network would go? They'd go skyrocketing.
I don't know. People just get out for free.
Doubt it. Yeah,
not wrestling porn. Can you find... Okay. I haven't seen much wrestling porn.
Most of it involves China, so...
I mean, like, real wrestling.
Are we talking about, like, In the ring?
Yes, type? in the ring type. That's what I meant.
There's actually a website that's dedicated to that.
Really?
Yeah, Russ, get with the game.
Really? How are you... Carrie even knew that. She's laughing at you right now.
I'm seriously going to look tonight.
I may just look right now. I was supposed to talk about the match.
Yes.
Oh, Emma didn't eat the pin. And, gosh, that match was very unmemorable. I liked it when I first saw it, but I can't remember a damn thing. Like, I think I rated that match a little higher than I should have. At the time, it felt like a fun match. If I can't remember much from the match, that's really not a good sign. So, I didn't have to post it yet at 9deuce.com because it doesn't exist. But, you know, when I do, maybe I will alter that number just a little bit.
Could it be a good thing that you don't remember it? Because usually women's matches are like, oh, this one spot that was terrible.
This wasn't that bad, I don't think.
It wasn't bad, it just wasn't memorable. I mean, after that historic first time ever five-man match back in May or
baby
whatever
steps,
it was.
Baby steps. First, it's not terrible, then it gets better as from there.
But Steve, we need history every month, okay? Every month, it needs to be history. It needs to be the first time ever.
Honestly, we should have it every week, but...
Right. I'm disappointed, quite frankly.
This is not the first
Sasha's
time.
But forehead. Did Sasha get some longer extensions? Am I the only person that thought that?
She's going to be a Cousin It soon with those extensions.
Well, cover up the forehead a little better. And on a Sasha-related note, the Snoop Dogg rap for the video game was very well done. I enjoyed that.
I didn't really like it.
Oh, fuck.
The whole song, he's like this guy, like that guy, like this guy, like that guy. Be like no one at the end. I was like, makes no sense.
Well, what was he supposed to do at the end? Be like, but I don't like John Cena.
Yeah, why not?
That would have been
okay.
Great.
I mean, I would have gotten behind it. I'm just asking. It would have been even funnier if he had been like, I don't like Jason Jordan. Just pick somebody like Jason Jordan.
You just be like, I got paid lots of money for this.
Yeah.
How is he not in the Hall of Fame yet? He's not, right?
I think he is, isn't he?
Steve?
Snoop Dogg?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's in.
I think he's in. He has
I
to
think
be
he's in.
In,
too. A couple of years ago. Let's find out. Google, you're my friend. You guys.
All right, I'll look up the wrestling porn. You look up Snoop. Carrie, you ask the question. Steve, you look pretty.
Got it.
Steve does that every day.
So are we moving on from the women's title match?
Well, unless Steve wants to.
We're done with that.
No, we already moved on.
It was a forgettable. All right. But yeah, it's a match.
It's a match. It happened. Okay, I'm going to do things a little out of order because I know there's one match.
Because you already did.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah. But also because I know there's one match that you two, the three of you, really want to discuss. So let's talk Brock versus Braun for the Universal title first. Steve, since they're looking up stuff, discuss.
That match was awful. There's no way you can have Brock take, was it 5 running power slams and then have him give 1 F5 and have Strowman be done. That's how you completely ruin someone's career. Like, I don't know how they're going to build Strowman back up as a beast after that.
Well, they did do one right thing. Have him come out and beat Dean, I guess. And
yeah, it took him like 10 minutes to do it, too.
Huh. An injured Dean.
Yes, an injured Dean. That is important.
You should be having Goldberg matches with Dean Ambrose.
That match should have been amazing. Everything they did up to that point was just so good. All the promos, the physicality, Braun just going crazy on everybody. They've done so good with it. And then the match happened, and that match was just awful.
They dropped the ball. They have to give Strowman the belt there.
They did. It's the only choice. Give Braun the belt. A missed opportunity, like I thought they would. We all thought they would do that. So it was a missed opportunity, definitely. And I do see the...
Do not steal my thunder, Russ. I have some funny things to say.
Okay, then I'll let you say them.
Nude Fight Club. That was about the funniest thing I had to offer.
Okay.
Ultimate Surrender, though, actually looks like a more ground and pound based wrestling porn.
That's more amateur wrestling than professional wrestling.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of things, especially number 10. I don't know if anybody noticed, it was called Fat Fuck. So,
I do have an update on my part, too, as well. So,
don't
Kent.
Your part, Kent.
I know, that's true. So I'll make it fast. Kent, I don't know why we didn't know this, but it was only 2 years ago that he was inducted. It was 2016. I mean,
in all fairness, my memory is complete trash. So
I understand.
Fat fuck.
Subscribe to that site.
Absolutely. You'll get your money's worth. Huh. Oh, we're talking about the match. Whatever. That's what I feel about this belt. It's been the biggest joke of a belt I've seen in WWE since.
Have they...
I'm really struggling with...
Cruiserweight belt?
It's treated worse, Steve. It's treated worse. The only time it's been treated with any amount of respect was with Owens and Jericho. And even then, it never felt like the top feud, really. It's just been a consistent, utter disappointment. Basically, it's been my life. And it's just not getting any better. I mean, it's going bald at this point. It's getting a little out of shape. And really, nobody wants to see it anymore, okay?
Is Lesnar still worth the money they gave him to wrestle?
No.
No.
He wasn't worth the first year. Like, if they would have given him $1 million for, you know, 3 years, I would have been on board. But, I mean, he's making way more than that. And it's not like you sit there and you go, oh, Brock Lesnar's wrestling. I guess I got to watch that.
Yeah, not anymore. There may have been a time, but not anymore.
I watch it thinking his heart will explode on live TV because he gets pretty red, like, immediately.
One can hope. One can dream.
It's just disenfranchising to watch matches, plural, in the same night where we have guys kicking out numerous finishers. The whole point of finishers, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong here, but I played the shit out of Mortal Kombat, was that the finisher typically ended the fight. You didn't see Liu Kang kick out after fucking Kano ripped his heart out. That didn't happen, but seeing this.
Well, we did see him, just so you know, we do see him come back with his heart still intact, so I question the validity of taking his heart.
That's a good point. Got a good point.
No, it's not. It's a terrible point. I'm deducting a point.
But I wouldn't mind so much that Brock had it, the belt. And by the way, you're right. I do want to talk about that real quick. The belt's prestige. I think they're trying to build it up by having Brock have it for a year. But they're totally and utterly failing at it. Because he's
just
not...
He has it for a year, but he wrestles like twice a year.
Yeah, and he's done nothing with it. Like, if he had at least defended it once a month, I could at least get behind it a little bit.
Well,
but he's defended,
in fairness, it's been 3 months in a row he's defended it. He did Great Balls of Fire, great pay-per-view.
Oh,
SummerSlam, great pay-per-view. And this, so it's been July, August, September.
I guess, yeah.
Oh, Steam taken out. No more point for rest.
I just wish it wouldn't be suplex, suplex, suplex.
But they've been
suplex,
all terrible.
Suplex, and then F5, and then match ends. It's just...
Steve, those suplexes are important.
Yeah, how do you get to Suplex City without it, Steve? How do you
bitch.
Get to Suplex
we're gonna
City?
We're going
to
see 25 suplexes, 6 F5s, 5 Superman punches, and like 3 spears at WrestleMania.
That's it.
Match.
That's all the matches. Yeah, that's the whole match. All
right, so if you book it smartly, you have him apply the Kimura so that the Superman punch isn't as effective.
Yeah, like Roman Reigns can sell an injury to his leg, to his arm.
Yeah, I mean, there are ways, like the Kimura lock actually looked good with the one problem that as soon as it was put on, Braun touched the top rope, then wandered around, and the ref didn't bother to break up until Braun stayed there for about 30 seconds, looked at the ropes like, I can reach this, I'll milk this just a little bit longer, now.
Yeah.
Like, if you're next to it, just, I hate whoever decides that that's how this should be. Just... ridiculous, not burial. Everybody's buried at this point.
Yeah. If you're all buried, are you really buried?
Like, all right, So they had this idea 2 years ago. Let's make Brock Lesnar a really long reigning champion.
It flopped.
Oh, okay. It flopped because they had Seth cash it in, and then they kind of... Seth was an okay champion, but his run wasn't that great.
Nope.
So it wasn't that great of a rub. And now we're going to repeat past mistakes again.
Well, we might have Finn Balor in the mix now.
He's not winning.
Finn Balor, he really deserves it with his blue tights.
He's a demon.
Yeah, he's definitely going
to
win. He's not a demon yet.
Doing extraordinary things.
Steve, he doesn't need to be the demon anymore. All right? He proved it.
He would be reptile in my Mortal Kombat fantasy because of the acid.
There you go.
I'm going to make this a reality, damn it.
I don't know. It was really disappointing because how excited were we all for that match? Let's be honest.
Which match?
The Braun versus not Reptile. No.
Oh.
I thought it was amazing.
Not Reptile, no. Yeah.
Braun versus Brock. We were all I was excited for that match. I thought it was going to be great.
Did you really? Have you not been watching what they've been doing the last time? The only person that they've let do something decent to Brock was friggin' Joe in July. And we saw how that happened.
Yeah, so it was in July, so it wasn't that long ago. Oh, geez.
Right, that's my point, though. You only get one. That was it. We're not getting another person getting the best of Brock for a while.
It was just, it was disappointing as hell.
They should have just not put Braun in that match to begin with.
Yes.
Just keep Braun away from Brock. That was a Mania freaking main event.
They ruined it. Yep. I don't want to see it anymore. Like, I thought, okay, that's definitely worth the Mania, and they ruined it completely.
No Mercy is a great pay-per-view.
It was, wasn't it?
Great.
Well, speaking of matches, I should have...
What the hell is that? Oh, it's Carrie! Holy, Carrie, I thought you disappeared.
No, I didn't. I'm right here. I just been really listening to you guys and just taking it all in and almost got distracted. But then I remembered there was another WrestleMania-worthy match that we should probably discuss. And I know Kent's dying to discuss this one. So let's talk John Cena versus Roman Reigns. Kent, kick us off.
There are times in life where you can only have so much disappointment. There are times when you can say, no, they can't possibly be this dumb. They can't possibly be this dumb. There's going to be interference. There's going to be something. It's no mercy, for fuck's sakes. And no, just when WWE tricks you, like, no, we're going to do something smart, just throw you off our scent. They go ahead and they give us in full this match, in which there was, I don't know, 40-some finishers. At this point, I don't believe any possible human being alive, for that matter, 7 human beings can beat Roman Reigns because he kicked out of Super, AA, and... By the way, why is it AA, not FU? Because Roman gets to fucking shoot people with a drive-by, but Cena can't give an FU. I don't get that logic. But I don't get the logic of anything that just fucking happened. And really... Even if I had an ounce of hope for the Lesnar match, which I didn't, it would have all been dashed by one nice 3 count. Oh, and by the way, it apparently doesn't matter that...
A great team in WCW.
Yes, it was. It was. But does Taker jobbing to Roman matter anymore? Because it doesn't seem like it. It doesn't seem like it matters at all. One of the greatest gifts in wrestling history. Gone. So, thank you, WWE.
Well, did Taker jobbing to Reigns matter in the first place after he jobbed to Lesnar?
If it was his official final match, which we don't know if it is or isn't.
Is this his final match?
Nobody knows. Everybody that gets asked if it's his final match, just like, we don't know. You gotta wait.
It's definitely not Cena's last match.
He's going to win that belt one more time to break the record.
Yeah.
He needs to make history.
That's WWE's thank you to him. Break the record.
He makes history at WrestleMania or whatever.
First time ever.
I'm just saying, if Cena has a career-ending injury right now...
You're not disappointed?
I'm just... Well, the last time I said something, I said, gee, I'm be happy with whatever happens as long as it takes Charlotte off my screen for a while. So, with that in mind...
We know what happened.
I don't care about Nikki's health. I don't care about her health.
She might get injured on Dancing in the Stars.
Whoop-de-fucking-do. A lousy-ass reality. Fuck that shit. So, on record, whatever happens to keep John Cena off my TV screen for the next 2-3 decades, I'm okay with. So, good luck, Nikki.
Balls in your court, universe. I wasn't as disappointed in this match as Kent. But has any? I have to ask this question: has anybody ever gotten out of a super AA?
Yeah, just wasn't it AJ Styles?
Did, I think. Yeah,
was it AJ? I wasn't sure. Yeah. All right, so that wasn't that special. You're right. What the hell is the point of having all those goddamn finishers? And they didn't do shit.
No Mercy Mania, man.
Again, yeah, they had two. This was a Mania worthy event. I would give that. And it was just not good. It was okay.
If this was the card for the Raw side of WrestleMania this year or last or this coming year, you would say that's an okay lineup. I mean, aside from Miz and Jordan, yeah. You would say that's a pretty good WrestleMania lineup from the Raw side. Like, that seemed like a good lineup.
Yeah, it. But the matches didn't deliver worth, which they wouldn't deliver at WrestleMania either. So I guess that works. I will say this though: at the end of the match, it looked like Cena and Roman. Cena was finally like kind of pushing himself a little bit, but didn't it seem in the beginning a little slow and sluggish for Cena?
You'd have to ask Alex Riley. I don't know.
Well, since he has been back, it's like he doesn't really care about anything. Like he's out there joking around with the fans and. And announce team, and it's just
well, he's now got it made. He's definitely Hollywood now.
Oh yeah, he's the Rock.
Pretty much untouchable.
He's the Rock now.
Yeah, he's untouchable. Yeah.
He's untouchable. He doesn't care anymore. I mean, he cares. Don't get me wrong, he cares, but he doesn't care. But how many torches now, seriously, does Roman have?
I don't know. He's a pretty good juggler, though.
He must be, because he's got a ton of torches that have been passed on to him. And I like your argument.
Didn't he also go from, like, one to win the Royal Rumble, or am I mistaken?
I don't think he ever did one. He was close, though.
Too close.
We should find that out. I'll look it up in a second. But, yeah, he's got... I don't know how much of a rub this really is, though.
Because I think not he needs to beat Ric Flair for one more torch.
He does need that. I think Ric Flair needs to come back from his deathbed and have Roman wrestle him. To pass on the torch, Kent. I mean, we need that.
I mean, really, if we're going to get a torch match, let's bring back Hogan.
Mm.
And Austin.
I thought you were going Kane with the Inferno match. But
his hair would catch on fire, Steve. That would
not
be
Roman.
No bueno.
It's so wet. It's impossible.
No, that's oil. Go up.
Oh, that's right. Oil would.
Second.
Yeah, that's right.
He'd have a bigger forehead than Sasha.
Yes.
Oh well, I want to see it.
Oh yeah, I'm okay. I was trying to think back. When was the last time Roman had a really bad pay-per-view match that was his fault? You know, not the booking fault. And I realized that streak started with AJ Styles after the Lesnar match. Pretty sure that was when Roman kicked off his string of good pay-per-view matches.
If they broke him in, like, 5-minute matches, he'd be a lot better.
So, well, no, I think he's had really good pay-per-view matches.
Not Triple H.
But was this one?
Oh, shit, I forgot about how bad that was.
Oh, yeah. How about, well, what would you consider this one? Would you consider this bad? I don't consider it bad. I thought it was a decent match.
It was booked terribly.
Yeah, it was booked terribly. And it was
right. It's not Roman's fault, but yeah, it was booked terribly. It was mishandled like crazy, but I can't blame him.
Okay, that's what I'm wondering. Like, because I can't look at it and go, well, is it really Roman's fault? Because I thought the match was okay. I enjoyed the match. It just wasn't.
That's how you Cena's fault. Let's go with Cena's fault.
Yeah, okay, I blame Cena. That's good.
Yeah, it does anyways.
Shovel. Good luck, Nikki.
That was nice of you, Kat.
Yeah, nice.
I was like, Carrie, you better jump in now before we start talking about something else. Because
I think that's my cue. All right, guys. So, any last final words about No Mercy? Okay, good.
It definitely happened.
It had one great match, one or two okay matches, and that was it.
And the rest was completely forgettable. Nothing terrible.
No, you won't forget it. For all the wrong reasons, though.
Yeah.
You'll definitely remember this pay-per-view, but...
Fairness, if you had to think about what you're going to remember, you know, 3 years down the road. So, I mean, that takes me out of this entirely. But,
well, me too, but...
3 years down the road, if you had to think, what do I remember about No Mercy 2017? I don't know. I may still think about Enzo with the nutshot above everything else, quite frankly.
Maybe Cesaro with the teeth.
I was going to say Cesaro's teeth would be the one thing I'd probably take from this. That was mine.
Or the one point Braun Strowman's career ended.
Yes. That could still not be true. So I'll hold off on that one, because if he does go downhill from here, then you're right. I will remember that.
Well, it can't go uphill.
No.
That's the problem. So there's up and there's down, Russ.
Well, no, right now he's where he is.
He could plateau, maybe, which would be amazing.
He's plateaued right now at the moment.
This isn't Iowa. This isn't Seth Rollins. No. No plateauing.
Well, maybe he has. Let's be optimistic and say he's plateaued.
I mean, I did hear
he plateaus for like 20 years because he didn't need it.
That's true. I heard he got a huge pop after Raw.
For destroying Enzo.
For destroying Enzo, yeah.
He got booed at friggin' No Mercy, though.
Because people are stupid, all right?
I don't think it was him who got booed. I think it was the ending. I think everybody wanted him to win, and then they didn't get the
That's possible, too.
Was
he booing or was he saying Boo Earns?
Ooh.
That's a tough one. I think they were saying Boo Earns. You know what I love about that? That is a classic joke that never goes away.
No, it will never go away. I gotta say, I watched a YouTube video. It was a basketball shootout between Sasha, Kofi, somebody else, AJ Styles, and Braun Strowman. They had three stations set up, like a layup one, a three-point, and a half-court shot. So Sasha was terrible, as, you know, all women are at sports. And then was Kofi, who was better, but, you know, I kind of thought he would do okay. Then along comes Braun.
Because he's black? Is that why you thought you'd be okay?
Are you being racist, Kent?
No, it's all about the hair.
Okay.
All about the hair. And he can jump really fucking high, too. Let's not forget the dude can jump.
Quite athletic.
Yeah. So, then along comes Braun. He grabs the rack from the layup line and the three-point line, brings it to the half-court line, and just throws the balls as hard as he can for his whole time frame. It was delightful. That's awesome. The Braun Strowman I want to remember.
All right,
fair enough. All right, so there is your review, ladies and gentlemen, of No Mercy. Before we talk Raw and SmackDown, guys, I have a question, and it's for Russ. Russ, who is your man crush of the week?
All right, so this was a really tough week in the fact that there are three worthy candidates, and here's the other problem. I think I've chosen all three already this year.
Are they all members of Three Count?
No.
Damn. The Mistrage?
No, but they're all on SmackDown. I think you can think of two of them.
Yeah, they were both in the same segment.
They were both in the same segment, and let me just tell
Shane
you.
It's Shane O'Mac, isn't it?
It is. It's Shane O'Mac.
Yeah, money!
Yes, two of them were in the same. First of all, Aiden English... I gotta give him props. How dapper has that man become since dropping that friggin' albatross known as Simon Gotch?
I don't think he dropped him as much as they kind of got rid of him.
Hey, you know what? He was saddled to him, and before he went away, they did nothing with Aiden English.
He almost
Aiden
killed,
English.
Are we saying the same thing about Big Cass, though? Will we be saying that about
We could
Big
be.
Cass?
We could. I don't know. We could. So, but... When Simon Gotch went away, Aiden English all of a sudden started making a little bit of a name, and now, honestly, he's a great mid-carder. I think they're pushing him a little bit. But he is not my man crush. Nope, my man crush has to go to the man who actually earned the day from his own country as Rusev Day. That's right, handsome Rusev. And I'm going to call back to a specific time when they did a close-up on his face. He really is freaking handsome. Holy crap. Like, when he's groomed, he looks very dapper. Very dapper. Like, they did a close-up on his face on SmackDown, and I thought, damn, he is handsome. I had to admit it. So Handsome Rusev is handsome. And he is my man crush. Oh, the other honorary mention was Dolph Ziggler coming out in Undertaker's entrance. He looked pretty good doing it.
Russ, I gotta ask you something.
Sure.
We task you with not repeating anybody for only 52 weeks. There's several superstars.
But and nobody.
Yet, every week you're like, this was a tough one this week. I had a lot to think about.
I actually did have a lot to think about because nobody came out with a really like stunning.
What about Neville?
He didn't come out with stunning.
Neville should have been your fucking pick. He was the obvious pick, and you went with repeat.
How is he the obvious pick? He looked good on Raw.
Did you hear his voice?
It is kind of silky, but he doesn't look good. That's the problem. He needs to look good.
What?
Hey, is it your man crush? Is it your man crush, sir?
Yeah. If I were to have a stupid segment called Kent's Man Crush of the Week, then yeah, Neville would be my man crush of the week.
Okay. See, different look. I go for different things. I want the look and the sound. You're right. Neville's got that silky
voice. I care about ears, okay, sir?
He does have some nice ears.
And he has a purple package. I mean, round his package.
Yes.
Purple tights.
Yes. And a red arrow. Just like a dog. Red Rocket. Damn it. I screwed it up. It was Red Rocket. South Park.
Move on.
Anywho, since we're on the subject of Rusev, let's jump into SmackDown, shall we, guys, and talk about the segment for Rusev Day. Well, Russ, I think we already got your thoughts on it. So, Kent, what did you think?
I marked in my Google Calendar to celebrate it next year. Of course I was enamored by it. I don't really know what else to say other than it worked on every level, and I was even fine with Randy interfering. Like, I mean, it was obvious, and I was fine with it. Everything about the segment worked. It was, for all intents and purposes, a fairly flawless segment. Considering how bad SmackDown's been, that's pretty good. I'm happy.
Fair enough. One question for you before we jump over and get Steve's thoughts. Do you think we should exchange
gifts? You can skip my thoughts because I didn't watch SmackDown.
Oh!
Yeah. But from what I've read, it was a good segment.
Fair enough.
I watched it on Hulu after.
That's probably a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then I'll pose a question to those of you who did watch SmackDown. Should we exchange gifts on Rusev Day? I feel like... Okay, good.
Yes. Yes, we should. If we can remember it. Which Kent will.
But... Who's going to be...
He'll put it on his blog if it's ever up again.
Will we do like a secret Rusev? Like a secret Santa? So we don't know who's giving gifts?
What about... No, we could do a white Rusev party. Like a white elephant
racist
party?
That sounds
racist. Wow, that was really racist, yeah. Carrie. You know, I expected out of Kent, me, and Steve. But out of you.
I was trying to figure out the best way to get white elephant party and Rusev Day into the same sentence, and I really failed.
But explain your white elephant, please.
Yes.
You've never done a white elephant party?
I've only done a white whale party.
Okay, so a white elephant party, basically, you buy like a really outlandish, just stupidest gift you can possibly get. You put them all in a pile. And everybody in the party gets to choose a gift. And if you don't like the gift that you get, you can steal somebody else's, and then they have to pick from the pile of gifts.
Oh, yeah, one of those things.
I've heard of that.
Someone's getting
a
fidget
spinner. Like on The Office?
They did, yes. And The Office had an episode like that.
I actually got the last white elephant party I did. I got a piggy bank, but it was a skinny piggy for the leaner times.
So are we actually having a party in which we're all getting together because we all...
That would not happen in September.
Yeah. But, Carrie, I still like your idea. You just need to get the Lana blonde wig. And I'll go along with it. I'll support your idea.
Fair enough. Speaking,
I want to be the Bulgarian mayor.
Now, I could be Rusev then. It's kind of like my name.
We
so
got
close.
Tom for that, really.
That's true.
Yeah, I can see it. I can see it.
Definitely see that. Now, I didn't get to really watch SmackDown too much either. I don't know what happened, but I was watching.
Not your loss.
No, I know. If you read the if it's not going to go live, so I might as well tell you. Did you read it yet? My response.
Nope.
Oh, okay. Well, what I did was what happened was this. I'll give you what happened. So I'm watching SmackDown, and all of a sudden my cable box pops up a blue screen and it says, "Your cable is not compatible with this television." Blah blah blah, and the screen went black. It's like, okay. So I turned off the television, or turned off the cable box, turned off the television, turned them both back on. Still didn't work. So I've seen something like, I read something like this before, so I checked it out. I was supposed to just unplug my cable box and let it reset. So I did that. It didn't work. It's still blue screen to death, whatever. So at that point, I was like, all right, fuck it. I don't care anymore. And I stopped watching wrestling. So what I did in the blog was I said I only watched like the first 45 minutes. And I put a score on for all of SmackDown. I said, even though I didn't watch it, I'm pretty sure I know how this is going to end. And I put a score on there. And I said, now go read Kerry and Kent's response and see how close I was. Based off of your argument, Kent, it doesn't sound like I'm too far off my score.
I did read your thing now that you mention it.
Okay.
I mean, it was only a few hours ago, so...
That's right, you forgot. I understand.
Yeah.
Your old age is killing you.
It was memorable.
5-star. There was some good parts, I will say that.
So, did you go back to watch BET afterwards?
No. Because, why would I do that?
I don't know, you told me your TV went black.
Not that way. Racist.
All right, moving on. Let's talk opening segment, Sami Zayn and KO. I love anything these guys do. I love watching them wrestle. I think I was live and in person for one of their greatest matches that I've ever seen. So I was happy to see that they're maybe going in that direction again.
If you only saw one or two matches, wouldn't that be a pretty narrow thing to say? Greatest match I've ever seen? I mean...
I like the rivalry, Steve. I like it.
Yeah, okay.
Man, some death beam shooting out of her eyes.
I know. Steve, can you see us?
No, I cannot. No, oh, okay. Yeah, I saw you. I thought you were doing John Cena thing or something. I was like, what?
All right, so let me go around the horn, get everybody else's thoughts on Sami and KO. Steve, you didn't watch, so Russ, what about you?
Honestly, yeah, you're right. They do. When these two get together, it really works. And KO is in top form. My goodness. He goes in like kind of like waves. Like he's just his best form, and he's on his game. And then sometimes he'll just get lazy, dive down a little bit, or SmackDown's writing is just terrible. And then he gets back up, and he does good. It's usually when he doesn't have a belt. Who else did that? When they had a belt, they were terrible, but without the belt, they were amazing.
Orton!
That could be another one. I thought there was another one, too. I wanted to say Benoit, but I can't remember.
No, when he didn't have the belt, he was busy.
Well, yeah, we don't want to mention that. Yeah, I mean, but... He is doing he's just been awesome. He has been. And I think now, finally, we're going to get Sami. Is Sami like one of the only true faces left? Sami's never been a heel, has he?
Steve? Has he ever been a heel like in the Indies even, as far as you know?
As far as I know, when him and Owens tagged, they were always like, he was like the face and Owens would kind of cheat and do stuff so he'd win. So no,
so he's like a true baby face.
Dynamic.
Yeah.
You know, they're like best friends, they're tag team champions and stuff, but then they'd have different views on how to win matches.
Mm. And it seems like they have that dynamic for Sami, and they have an opportunity right now to build him up as a star. How much you want to bet they're going to fuck it up?
100%.
Yeah, I'd be willing to bet everything in my room.
Yeah,
I'm echoing that as well.
Safe bet. And isn't that sad? Because he is easy. Sami is easy to get over on this. You know,
we thought
we've already
was
had
too in NXT, and then look what happened to her on Raw.
Well, yeah, they totally fucked that up. Sami is very easy at this point now. And KO is the catalyst to get him over as a major babyface champ, or not champion, but at least upper tier guy. I know it won't happen, but
didn't,
there's
didn't
the opportunity
a match,
right
like
now.
A year ago saying they never wrestle again?
It was more than a year ago, wasn't it now?
You're right around target, yeah.
Was it only a year ago? Really? I thought it was longer.
Besides,
yeah, it was a year ago because it was Battleground last year. Eric and I watched it because it was in DC, and we were at what used to be the Verizon. Now it's like the Capital One Arena or something.
I hate those matches. We'll never wrestle again. Oh, shut up! You are too.
Especially those two.
I was just gonna say, go the Okada and Omega route and just have them wrestle three times or more. Is that even over? Do we think that's over? Because I hope it's not over. I want to see more.
Well, Okada Omega?
Yes.
Who cares? It's Japanese wrestling.
Oh!
Ah, there we go.
There it is.
The truth.
That's right, Steve. You tell her.
Truth hammer hurts.
That style of wrestling is not good for anybody.
It gives you like four... I love it, don't get me wrong. It's fantastic, but what, it gives you like 4 or 5 years of a career because you're dead after that?
Bryan disagrees.
when he does it, we'll find out how long he lasts until he kills his wife and kid.
It's true.
And
himself. He's got another 7
Nikki
years.
Bella could start that wrestling style.
True.
Yes, she could.
This would be good.
Yeah.
Now we're getting rid of Cena. I like it.
Yes. All right, let's make this happen. Send Cena and Nikki to Japan in exchange for some, I don't know.
Also send Gallows and Anderson back there.
Yes. Poor them.
I like their theme song, but yeah.
They'd be better off there.
I don't care how good they are on Southpaw Wrestling. Get them off my TV.
You really don't like Gallows and Anderson?
No, they're worthless.
Really? I like
Boosty,
them.
Boosty.
The best thing Gallows ever did was Straight Edge Society. That's it.
No. Oh, well, Anderson, the best thing Anderson ever did was marry his wife, so.
Apparently, yeah. His hot Asian wife.
Hot Asian wife.
Do we actually know what her name is, or is she just the hot Asian wife?
I did a lot of research into it. I could not get a name.
She doesn't exist. How y'all
by a lot of research, he means he Googled Anderson's name,
Wikipedia page,
and that was it.
You guys are giving me far too much credit. You're implying that I actually did something.
I don't know. I liked them. What the hell were we talking about before we got off this tangent?
We're talking about KO and Zayn. I haven't even got a turn yet because you're going on about Japan, Ross.
I know, I'm sorry.
What the fuck,
One
man?
Last question, and then I'll let you go.
See?
Would we want... Okay, out of all the feuds, are we ever going to be sick of KO and Sammy? Did we get sick of KO and Sammy? I can't remember.
I did.
Okay.
You can only do it in certain spurts. It's kind of like Shawn Michaels versus Triple H. Eventually, it wears thin, so you got to take a break, and then you can come back... Same with Kane and Taker.
Okay, because I was saying, I'm ready for them to feud again.
Isn't this
an
lopsided feud, though? Like, doesn't KO have, 25 wins to Sami Zayn's, one?
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. They've ruined this. And that's why they're going to totally ruin it again, because...
Unless Zayn teams up with Owens to take out the McMahons.
That's true. Oh, that would be great. Don't
tease. Sami versus Stephanie. I'd watch that.
Or Shane's
wife,
maybe.
Window with her Seth Rollins
in
outfit
the bedroom.
On.
Yeah, in the bedroom, you mean?
What
the
if,
boudoir match?
We don't
what if it was
Sammy here.
Against Shane's kids?
Oh, man. Well, Sammy would lose. Who are we kidding?
That's
all right, Ken,
true.
Go ahead.
All I will say is this. 2018 Royal Rumble winner is Sami Zayn. Because that was my prediction this year, and it'll be my prediction until he retires.
I think he's
the perfect guy to finally have that surprise win at the Royal Rumble. We haven't had that since fucking Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Yeah.
He's the perfect. Perfect.
And he is.
You didn't have Hacksaw
win
that match?
I was not watching wrestling at the time, Steve.
Oh, wow.
That was 1988. I did not start until 1989.
Oh.
So, yeah, I missed old Hacksaw's big win by... A year and a half. But probably if I watched, yeah, I probably would have had Hacksaw winning it.
Yeah, no one would have had Hacksaw winning that.
I don't know. Like, I think that they're planting a lot of seeds for Sammy to turn heel, and I don't know if it's going to work well. It could be one of those things where they quickly forget it, and they're like, who's Buff Bagwell again? And we never hear from it again. You know, like, you know, Sammy was so happy to go to SmackDown, and
they're squandering him worse than Raw.
Land of opportunity. So that's terrifying. Even Daniel Bryan has, like, gone on record as being pissed about it. Yeah. So, good kudos.
Yeah, but
kudos.
He's trying to get fired too, though, so.
Yes, and that's why he needs to bring Brie and Nikki to Japan.
And John Cena.
If he's
Do you think he's really trying to get fired, or are you just saying that?
I think he wants to wrestle himself. So, let him.
It's going to be the wrestler all over again.
Hey.
Only with an ugly
You don't
guy.
Know he died at the end of that.
I didn't know that about Sammy. I know he wants to wrestle, but I always thought he was just like this good guy who likes to get out there and put on a good show. So
we're talking about Daniel Bryan.
Oh, well, yeah. He should be dead.
Daniel Bryan's going to kill himself, not Sammy Zayn.
Yeah, I was very confused. Russ, why are you trying to kill Sammy?
Why are we talking about Daniel?
I think Sammy versus Jinder would be an absolutely fascinating on-the-mic feud, by the way, because Sammy has the whole Syrian aspect going on.
But what would Jinder do without racist jokes?
No. Keep the racist jokes. I just kind of want to see how far they can go with it.
Yeah, maybe.
Speaking about racist jokes, how bad was that
segment?
Segment. Yeah, thank you.
Jeez, Russ, I thought you only watched 45 minutes.
I watched that part. I watched Hulu. I got on Hulu and watched clips, and this was one of those clips I saw. It was bad.
Just the clip?
Just the clip.
It was bad last week when I saw it, so I imagine it can't get better.
You know what made it worse, honestly? Was Shinsuke. He was terrible. Like, I was like, okay, this is bad.
English.
I understand that, and I don't blame him. But it was not good. Like, if they want him to get out in front, he should have just come out there, said a few words, and then kicked the crap out of Jinder. Instead, he was on the friggin' Titantron, and it was just bad. And he did come out, right?
Yeah, he came out, and Jinder has no idea how to take Kinshasa. No idea.
No.
He looked terrified to take that move.
But they ruined it by him coming out on the Titantron. That was just terrible for me. He should have just come out, said one or two words, and beat the crap out of him.
So, if that was terrible, what's been the high point? What's been the high water mark in this feud for you, Russ? The fans want to know. Yes, you staring off at
the racist.
If that was the high point.
Yes, the racist overtones.
That's what it feels
that's
like
about
watching
it.
This at feud.
Yeah.
Pretty much like, oh, that happened.
Yeah, I'm not. They need to. I like Jinder. I think he's a nice guy. He's not championship material. He needs to get the fuck off the...
At least Randy almost killed the Singh brothers each match.
Yes.
I mean, this is the, you know, that going
yes,
for it.
Yes, he did. Jinder Mahal is basically the Charlotte Flair of men's wrestling.
I think Charlotte is better than Jinder.
No.
His dad never wrestled before him, though.
How do we know this for fact?
Maybe
Steve?
In India. Maybe in
Were
India,
you
you're
over
right.
At Punjab? Maybe his father was busy doing a poon job, and maybe that's one of those websites we were looking up earlier.
Could be.
We don't know.
All right.
Quick,
guys.
Carrie, get us off of this.
And let's talk about the segment with Bobby Roode and Dolph Ziggler. And this will be, listeners, our Were You Entertained segment for tonight.
Shouldn't it be listener?
Well, the listener's Carrie, so she's the only one who listens.
I'm being optimistic, okay?
This might never see light of day.
It probably will. It's literally us just talking to each other about wrestling. And that's really it this time around.
This is basically my long 2-hour suicide note right here, this podcast.
Wow, it's not even Halloween yet. Or it's not even October yet.
All right, let's talk this segment, shall we? So
it's Are You Not Entertained, I believe the segment's called.
Yes.
Actually, were.
Not were you not entertained? You're right. My apologies. I
Carrie had half it right. Russ had half it right. And
together.
Sad.
Yeah.
I've changed it up so many times. All right. So In the segment, Dolph Ziggler came out as The Undertaker, got the crowd all worked up because they thought The Undertaker was coming out. I would be worked up too because it's The Undertaker. Anyway, he did his thing. Bobby Roode came out. Now they have a match at Hell in a Cell. I was entertained. Russ, what about you?
I was definitely entertained. I thought it was really good. I liked that Dolph came out as Undertaker because it did trick the crowd at first. Well, at first they were all a little quiet because they weren't sure what was going on. And then it tricked them when the lights went out. And that was awesome. I thought that was great. So, kudos to them.
But when in the last 20 years has Taker showed up on a random SmackDown or Raw just for no reason?
That's why at first they weren't falling for it, because they heard the bell, but they were just sitting there like, okay, whatever.
Well, wait, didn't he show up just last year for right before Survivor Series to give that big pep talk to Team
oh,
SmackDown?
Oh, yeah. I'm here forever.
That's right. That happened.
If you don't win, I'll kick all your asses.
And he lived up to that promise big time.
Well, didn't they win? So it didn't matter.
And he lived up to that promise.
I liked it, but I just have questions about the segment, but I'll let you guys tell if you're entertained or not. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Steve.
I haven't seen the segment yet, but from what I have seen, I think the Ziggler thing is ridiculous, and I don't see the point of it at all. And Bobby Roode should not be a face. So the segment was terrible, I'm guessing.
Yeah. I did like the Taker fake out. I admit it. I mean, it was obvious to anybody who's been watching the past week plus.
I was going to say, isn't it obvious to seasoned veterans, or it should have been? Like, if you're at home, it felt obvious. Like, as soon as it went off, I was like, okay, it's Dolph. I know that.
I just hope to do in Chicago at some point soon.
Yes, Punk.
Yes, yeah. Punk. That'd be awesome.
Those idiots would be so pumped for that.
You posed the question, Kent, and Steve kind of answered.
I didn't even pose my answer yet, Russ, thanks to you.
Sorry.
For fuck's
sake. Me? You're answering the question.
I'm trying to think, like, me, look at me. Yes.
He's hijacking
I was
the show.
Entertained.
That's my job,
jerk.
Okay?
Good job, you smark. I was entertained until Bobby Roode came out and then did a terrible job as being a face yet again, because him strutting around like a jackass is not helping anybody ever. Whoever gave him that advice needs to go back and apologize. No more strutting around for you, Mr. Bobby Roode. You're an okay face when you had like James Storm, but right now it's just not working, sir.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
No, go.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Go.
Unmute yourself.
I'm not muted.
Ah, psych.
All right. So I was going to say, you asked the question on the blog, is Bobby Roode working as a face? I said that I'm not ready to make that decision yet because I've never seen him as a face before this. And frankly, he hasn't been on television enough for me to even get a consideration for him to be a face. So I want to see what he can do in the ring first. But what did you guys... I mean, you kind of already answered the question, but...
Doesn't he kind of prove Ziggler's point, though, that people only care about the entrance? Because in NXT, his matches were kind of dull. 80s-style heel work. I mean, he got over because of the entrance. That was it.
Kent?
Yeah, I don't know. I thought Bobby put on consistently above-average matches. Nothing that ever was jaw-dropping. And that was... That's basically the calling card of Bobby Roode. I mean, since I've been watching him the past 10-plus years, he's been Mr. Consistent. He's never been Mr. Great, just very, very consistent.
Kind of like The Miz.
Or he's kind of been like WWE's version of Dolph.
Mm.
It's basically the same time frame. Bobby had like a couple title runs. Lots of similarities.
I was going to say, if anybody he's like he's similar to, it is definitely Dolph. And that scares the hell out of me, because I like Bobby. Again, I think he does put on consistently above-average matches. Nothing, you're right, nothing jaw-dropping, like, holy crap, I need to watch that match again. But I'm satisfied with his matches. But he does. Like, he is, it feels like he is the next Dolph Ziggler. He'll never get his chance.
I feel like Bobby Roode has more ring psychology than Dolph. Dolph's pretty much a spot monkey, more or less. He'll bump a lot, but pacing wise and stuff, he just doesn't have it. He never had it. I never got Dolph's big appeal to people.
Bobby definitely has the pacing and the. Bobby's You're muted, like a... Kent. Okay,
no, I'm not. Don't question me. He's kind of like Triple H light.
He's a Canadian Triple H.
Right.
So now instead of
he came out to a Motorhead song.
And he could elongate his instead of he'll say
what,
A.
What would Motorhead light be? Like
Nickelback?
No. Nickelback. No. No, not Nickelback.
They're Canadian.
Guess the Canadian Motorhead? I don't know.
Could he come out to This Is How You Remind Me of Triple H?
what about Rush? They're a good band.
Ah. Are they Canadian?
Rush. Yes, they are.
Okay.
I mean, they're not thrash metal like Motorhead, but...
Well, no, we can't have them be thrash metal. Oh. It wouldn't make sense.
Okay.
Yeah, because that'd be the Ascension style.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah.
I miss
You don't think he come out to Tom Sawyer? Would be good.
Did you see the sign last night? Resurrect the Ascension.
Plus the one dude that's always there with the black hair that's in front row.
With his mom.
Shirt going. Yeah.
Or girlfriend, I don't know.
I've been wondering if... I think it's his sugar mommy.
It might be.
That's my speculation.
He takes her welfare checks, their security checks, to pay tickets to Raw.
Yeah, but they travel around, don't they?
She was loaded. I'm guessing she was loaded, and he just gives her some pleasurable experiences. And they go see wrestling, travel the world.
Good for them.
Now, again, SmackDown was very empty again. Is this something, like is that normal? Well, is this normal, or is this actually... Because I thought, okay, California, I understood. Okay, this time of year, yeah, I get that, California. Arizona, though?
Really, how many hotbeds are in wrestling are on the West? I guess that's my question. Like, I feel it stops someplace in the middle around, like, Chicago in the North, and you draw, like, a vertical line down to, like, Texas. Anything really west of that is just kind of the dead zone starring Christopher Walken.
So when they... I don't know. I'm just... It's so weird.
Although, Seattle. Seattle's a hotbed.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't Seattle, Washington usually pretty decent wrestling?
They are.
Yeah. All right. I was just curious. I just thought about that. Again, it's empty arena. They were basically talking to nobody.
Kind of like
us. Entertained?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly like us. Oh my god. We are SmackDown.
Actually, I already said that I was entertained.
That was so many minutes ago.
Carrie, wait, I don't even know what segment you're talking about. It was so long ago.
Fair enough, so let's move on then. But before we do that, did you guys hear what's coming back next week?
My Dignity?
Starcade?
No, Fashion Files.
Oh, yes. Even better.
Yes.
SmackDown's missing that.
I mean, I've missed my Fashion Files. I don't know about you guys, but I have.
They went to Hi-Fi last week, weren't they? Was it 2 weeks ago?
I think.
Last week? I don't know.
2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago.
Are they getting, or are they already pigeonholed to the point where we're never going to take them serious as wrestlers, though?
Yeah. They're fucked.
Oh, yeah.
They're Santino.
Only Santino got a belt.
On his first night.
Yes.
That's true.
Didn't him and Kozlov formed a good
team? They were good, yeah. They had a tea party and all that. That was pretty good.
The tea party, yeah.
All right, guys. Let's move on to Raw. Start off, let's talk women's division. It looks like we may finally be getting an Alexa Bliss Mickie James feud. I like.
Didn't they have one on SmackDown? Or did that end before? Did that they get?
Well, they didn't really have it.
It carry out.
It didn't carry out. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, they teased it, but it never actually came to fruition. This Utica. Looks like it might actually come to fruition. But
until Asuka shows up.
Yeah.
Right. This is just basically hold over until Asuka's there.
It'll be good, though. Mickie James is good.
I liked it. I'm a big fan of Mickey, and she does not look a day over 38 because she is 38.
Still looks hot.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, really 38 is so like old.
Mickey. Consider we're all 36 and 37. Yes.
Am I the young guy here?
Yeah, I think so. Steve, right?
Yeah.
No, Steve's younger.
No, I'm 37.
No, I think. Oh shit.
Yeah.
Yes, oh man. The young blood.
I thought you were still 36.
You know, it. I don't know. I'm not that excited about Asuka coming to Raw. I'm still like angry that she's going to Raw and not the SmackDown where they really need her. So like, her presence on Raw is just going to mean less time for other talented individuals.
Like Alexa.
Like Emma's going to just go back to Australia and Bailey's going to like hurt her taint while kissing Corey Graves' ass. I don't fucking know. But yeah, I enjoyed the segment. I was really excited. Way better than the backstage segment with Bailey and Sasha, which was just nauseating.
That was bad acting.
Is there a better character than Alexa? Like, she fits that character just perfectly. Braun, maybe.
She looked really good on Raw Talk.
She did. Also on Raw.
She embodies that character really, really well.
John Cena Sr. does not like her.
Well, who cares about him? Facial expressions are great.
Yeah, she does. Like, we've mentioned this in the past. She does the whole package. You know, her facial expressions, the way she looks whenever anybody's talking to her, like, she just doesn't care. She's really good at that.
And that ass.
Definitely that ass. Even dat ass.
Not be a tears.
That's true. I like the segment. I think Mickey definitely is a good placeholder. It's better than the other choices that we could have had because she already wrestled all of them. Time to move it on. I just don't know what they're going to do with Nia because what the hell could she do
now? She's not like most girls.
She isn't like most girls.
But really, when's the last time you heard a woman cut as good of a promo as Mickey? Like, Mickey really proved her worth just on the mic. I mean,
true.
We know she can go in ring, but that was a really good promo.
Yeah, she hasn't put on a good promo like that in a while either. Like, so
she hasn't really been given the opportunity.
That's true. What do you think, Steve?
It'll be a good feud. But again, though, it's just if Asuka can beat someone easily.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I think she's beating Alexa.
Asuka is not going to start right off with a title match.
I don't know.
It's likely. I mean, why not?
I hope they don't.
Who else would they pit her against? Because Nia?
Nia, but that would ruin Nia. If she goes up against Nia, it ruins Nia.
Nia already lost to her.
So Emma?
Yeah, okay, back in NXT it doesn't count.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, they gotta keep the whole undefeated storyline. They have to, it's almost like they have to carry that over, so
it would only makes the most sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because she'll run her mouth, get a little fan-hated, and lose cleanly.
Do you think they'll keep Asuka away from the belt until Mania?
I heard way too many things.
All right, Steve, go.
I hear voices in my head. They talk to me.
Do they understand? Well,
sometimes.
I said, what about Dana Brooke? Is she still there? She's still around?
I don't know, but in that Braun video I watched, I also heard her encouraging Braun as he was weightlifting. So, Dana Brooke, a name you'll never forget.
Or want to.
Speaking of things that you'll never forget, did you guys see during No Mercy, sad Bailey guy?
He had all the gear on and the tassels and stuff.
Yeah.
I did see that.
I think shocked Undertaker guy now has some competition.
I don't know why he'd be sad Bailey guy. There was no chance of her winning.
That guy's got some competition now. I think we're going to see that guy again.
Well, I mean, it was her hometown, so that explains that. But does anybody beat Ms. Girl? No.
Ms.
Girl is the best.
I like the one fan that was flipping off John Cena after he cost Corbin the belt on SmackDown.
Yes. That was funny.
It wasn't me, but it should have been.
It was Kent's spiritual animal.
No, the guy was channeling Kent. Kent was channeling himself through him, and then he just flipped off John Cena.
Astral projection or something.
Yeah. That was the voodoo shit.
Kent doesn't remember it because he was so enraged, but that's what happened. He transferred into that guy's body, and he gave Cena the finger.
Oh, I would have attacked Cena and gotten my ass handed to me.
Oh, yes, you would have. You would have been destroyed.
But what a way to go.
Absolutely. Like, if you're going to go out, you go after the big dog.
Just say you go swinging, right? Well, now the big dog's Roman, so.
That's right. It's his year now.
British Bulldog.
That's right.
Speaking of that, so during the opening segment with Miz, doesn't it almost seem like they're, I don't know, teasing a S.H.I.E.L.D. reunion, they're even with the ending?
They're not teasing.
That word keeps coming up a lot today.
It does.
Sorry, Carrie. I'm sorry, but the word tease has come out like 5 times this podcast.
Well, then I'm going to say it one more. Are they teasing a S.H.I.E.L.D. reunion? Russ, go.
They are not teasing. They're freaking shoving it down our throats. It's definitely happening. Just with the Miztourage doing what they did at the end, putting their fists together over Roman. It's so obvious. Here's the one thing I loved. When Roman came out for the Miz, for Miz TV, and he sat there, and Miz, with a straight face, kudos to him, by the way, a straight face, and said that the Miztourage would have stopped the S.H.I.E.L.D. I saw Roman laugh. I also laughed, because I thought that was hilarious, how anybody thought that the Miztourage is anywhere near close to what the S.H.I.E.L.D. represented. It was the one time I think I actually laughed with Roman, and I thought that was funny. Other than that, I thought it was a good segment. I really liked it.
Roman Reigns is best when he's a douchebag. That's all you gotta say.
Yes, he's good as a douchebag.
How about you two idiots go get me a beer? That was the best line from that whole segment.
Kent is seething. Let's hear what he has to say.
I find it deplorable that we're sitting here not talking. All right. We get it, Russ. You have a fucking boner for Seth Rollins. No, don't get his butt in your mind here. Settle down, Sally. Okay? Bo fucking Dallas and Curtis Axel, we're going to compare those two guys to Seth and Dean? Yeah, the Miztourage has a definite advantage in
experience.
Please,
okay, in experience.
And second generation.
For Axel, right?
Third, right? They got generations.
So they got generations. Yeah. They got generations, you're right.
They got wardrobe. They do dress more fashionably than Seth and Dean.
Yeah, fashionably. Let's not.
I can't recall last time Bo Dallas or Curtis Axel, you know, retired Sting on purpose. Or just killed Finn Balor and all of his streak and legacy and everything that he had going
that
on.
That was them separate. I'm talking about the S.H.I.E.L.D.
Russ, you can defend your boy all you want, okay? But the fact remains, my argument is valid here. Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel have never done any of these things. And you know what? Seth and Dean has never been a Paul Heyman guy.
That's true.
Seth or Dean do not have sisters that look identical to them.
Who had the longer NXT title reign?
Bo Dallas, of course.
Bo Dallas, yes.
You know, I think we're just sleeping on these guys just a little bit. Former world heavyweight champions. Ooh.
Someone's not believing.
No. Yeah,
right.
I'm not believing.
You guys
I'm
need
not
to start
hard
believing in this.
And it's the X-Man. Come on.
That's
true. He was never eliminated from that Royal Rumble.
He's still in that Royal Rumble.
Exactly.
Who won it this year?
Who did win it this year? Oh, Randy. That's right.
Remember? There was images in the ring, Russ. It was really captivating.
It was captivating.
An event you'll never forget.
You know, I don't know if I will forget that because it was just so fucking terrible.
It was historic.
It was historic. Notice how they haven't even tried shoving that down our throats again? Putting images on the screen.
Oh, that sucks. We need to bring that back. We need to make
the
Finn
Balor and Bray Wyatt match will have it.
That might be, maybe it could.
Could we have like holograms of demons during that?
Or that maybe that kid will come back singing that song and freak out someone.
Oh, by the way, they did the whole fucking song thing, and there was no kids around the ring. So what am I supposed to care?
Yeah, I know, right?
Just either give us a bunch of kids with sheep mask or fucking move on to the next feud.
Or at
okay?
least the exploding TV that cost Sky the match.
There is that.
Yes.
What's this cable doing attached to the TV? I don't know.
Oh, well, I'll still use it.
Yeah, it's still funny all these years later. All right. Moving on. Unless we still have comments about the Shield.
No, I put everybody in their place.
He did. He really did. I mean.
Oh, great. Let's move on. So, Enzo, Celebration. He is now our champ and basically a very arrogant champ. Didn't even listen to Kurt Angle's words of wisdom, which I'm sure upset you, Russ, because we should all listen to Kurt Angle's words of wisdom.
We should, but I'm telling you right now, I'll wait, so.
Okay. And then there was some no contact clause where if anybody touched him, they wouldn't get a title shot.
Sexually.
And, yes. And then Neville saved the day and basically attacked him. But anywho, let me get your thoughts on it. Kent, for you first.
All right. In theory, this was the first night in building a star in Neville. In theory, they could ride this momentum for months on end and make a legitimate star out of Neville. In reality, this angle will have been forgotten, and Neville's going to have to work his way back up until he gets a shot at the heel Enzo right around WrestleMania time. So yeah, we got Enzo for world champion for that long of a time. That's the long-term story. Now, they could really build up Neville. He was really good on the mic, way better than any Neville I've ever heard of. He raised the Neville level.
Yes.
But I don't know. With Enzo wrestling, can he keep up that style and pace without getting hurt? I don't know. I worry for his safety, quite
Enzo
frankly.
Style? You mean getting your ass kicked and then hit someone in the nuts? And
I was about to say, his style is get his ass
kicked.
It's
very
kicked.
High risk and high reward.
Yes.
Let's also don't forget that Braun Strowman keeps beating him down, so I don't know how much longer he's going to survive that either.
He's not finished with him.
No. I really like the segment. I really like what they're doing with Enzo. This was the Enzo I was hoping for back when they first debuted. This is exactly what Enzo needs to be. This snarky asshole who can talk on the mic and give us some good verbal beatdowns of people.
But he should do that as a manager, not as a champion.
Oh, okay. You're right. But at least we're getting that kind of Enzo. My favorite part of the whole thing was when he actually went to Kurt Angle and Kurt was trying to give him advice and Enzo just walked away like, nah, I got this, bye. And it's just like, that was hilarious. His assholeness made Neville shine. It was really well done, honestly. It gave us that like that double switch that you don't usually see too often, and it worked really, really well.
The double
and
switch would have been much better if it was Austin Aries and Neville swapping places.
Definitely don't disagree with that. I'm not disagreeing with that. But WWE, there we go. That's all I have to say. I liked it. I can't wait to see it. It almost kind of makes me want to tune into 205. Almost. Still.
Yeah, I still didn't bother, but yeah. I thought about it last night.
I really did, too. I was thinking. I was like, I kind of want to see what happens, but eh.
Does this also prove the fact that they turned the wrong guy heel? Like, Cash should have stayed face.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
Enzo should have gone heel.
Absolutely. 100%.
This is true. Steve, any thoughts from you?
I hate Enzo as a wrestler, and I don't see any redeeming value in him as champion. Other than I get to watch him get his ass kicked the entire match.
I was going to say, he gets his ass kicked. That's worth watching.
Steve, do you wish to send Enzo to Japan with Nikki and John?
Yes, I do. Like, I hate him as much as I hate the Miz when he first started. Which, if you know anything, that was pretty bad.
Wow.
That was a lot. I remember you and Kent hated the Miz with
yes, we did.
Piss and vinegar. My God. And that's when I kind of stopped getting into wrestling again. I kind of started falling back out, so I didn't really care. But I remember how much Kent hated the Miz. Just, and Steve, you too, I remember. I just think Kent was so vehement, like, this guy trying to get into wrestling. And now we're talking, like, the Miz, he's a great asset to wrestling.
It took him, what, 3 years to get his shit together?
It took him a long time.
It finally clicked.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
I mean, kudos to him. Like, I really got to give him props because he was one of the worst things I've ever seen in wrestling. Like, Jeff Hardy level of awfulness.
Yes, I remember how much you hated him.
Eva Marie level.
I saw her post something about her birthday in a bikini. It was okay.
Awesome.
I thought you were going to say she was pregnant.
No. You know who is pregnant, though?
Maria.
Yes, she is.
Fuck you, Russ.
Kanellis.
Doing my fucking thunder.
I thought you already said it already on the podcast, so.
I'm getting them shitty out while you're in.
What was that? You're mumbling.
What?
You're muttering.
No, that was Steve.
Oh,
definitely Steve.
Is there any hope that Mike Kanellis will do anything worthwhile in WWE?
Not that he's off painkillers, no. I still say him versus Randy would have been a really good viable feud to have gotten him off to a good start, but Randy heard voices in his head and they told him to attack Rusev instead.
Yes.
All right, so anything else on Raw, guys?
Nah, I can't remember anything else.
Fair enough.
Yeah, what else
all
did
right,
happen?
Let's...
Oh, Bra... Oh,
Elias kicked Titus. That
yes,
happened.
That was cool. Like seeing Titus get a little bit of love in here. Maybe we'll get something out of him. That's cool.
Yeah.
Curtis Axel stuff. Or not Curtis Axel. Kurt Hawkins. I love what they're doing with his gimmick of losing. This is fantastic.
He's like, I'm going to break my losing streak. Braun!
And he's like, nope.
But what's the payoff, though, to that whole this whole thing?
Oh, there isn't. He's a completely, utterly buried. He's the repo man.
You are so
man.
Short-sighted right now. You are so... The payoff is easy. WrestleMania kickoff. Kurt Hawkins versus James Ellsworth. You know you would watch that. You know you would not avoid that match. You
I
would
watch
it
because I watch pretty much anything they do, so...
Right. Except SmackDown.
Okay, so my point.
Yeah, I get drunk on Tuesday nights, so I don't watch SmackDown a lot.
Ah.
Also, Ellsworth would also have to be on a leash.
Yes.
Maybe they could do a dog collar match.
Ooh, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Speaking of that dog collar, how is that PG?
Did Carmella get a boob job? Her rack looked nice.
I didn't see it, so I don't know.
I looked it up online. I couldn't
possibly.
Find anything. Her rack looked like it's jumped up at least
if
a couple.
If she
size.
Wins the belt sometime soon, then yes, she got the corporate boob job.
Well, she would have gotten it before then. That's why she was off for a couple weeks only doing backstage stuff.
Right.
Healing the titties.
Yes.
Now she's back jobbing to the moron.
Yes. It's good stuff.
Her father almost died.
It's true. Come on, Kent. Because of you. Let's face it. Because of you.
Yeah, it's not.
Whatever.
It's not because his liver gave up on him.
Right.
Right.
It's because you said you wanted to get Charlotte
women,
off.
Russ.
You said 10, you wanted 000. Charlotte off your screen. You didn't care how.
And he does have like 10 ex-wives, I mean.
Right, 10 ex-wives and 10,000 ex-lovers, okay? The man has lived a better life than all four of us ever will, combined. So fucking deal with it. If he drops dead right now, he's still going to have a better life than all four of us combined.
It's true.
This is fact.
He would still be alive.
Would we, Steve, or would we be dead?
Well, we're already
dead inside.
Inside. So.
Fair enough, especially every time Charlotte comes on. Still, the only segment I will fast forward through, Charlotte Flair in a match.
Yeah, that came up right after, I don't remember when it came up, actually, but I was like, yep, not watching it, skipped it over, right over to the end.
Wait, I want to add something before Carrie interjects, because I know Carrie
wants to end
let
this.
Let people talk sometimes.
Yeah, she's like, I know, end this shit show.
I... I was on Amazon Prime looking at their music, and I was trying to make a little playlist. And so I typed in WWE, and it ranks like the most popular ones. Anybody want to take a guess as to what the most popular female song was on there? Because it did surprise me.
Naya, I'm not like most women.
Russ is wrong. Carrier Steve?
Becky Lynch?
Does she have a song?
Steve is right.
She has a song?
Yeah, it's Straight Fire.
I'm not going to try to sing it.
Oh, yeah.
I thought Asuka, because she has one of the best ones, or Bayley. I thought those would be like one or two, and possibly Sasha, but Becky was number one.
It's interesting.
Asuka was like nowhere to be found in the top 200.
Well, because she's only NXT famous. Let's wait till she's...
Yeah. Okay, well, fucking... Tino Sabatelli was like in the top 20.
Wow.
Maybe people don't like Asuka's music, okay, Kat? God.
Carrie, feel free to interrupt before I kill Russ.
Well, I don't want that on your conscience. So, speaking of tomorrow and stuff like that, let's jump to our segment. I'm not finished with you yet, and tell our listeners, or listener, whichever.
Or the void that it's going to go to.
Or us.
The black void
exactly.
It's going to. That is Kent's website.
Yes.
What we're looking forward to next week. I'm looking forward to hopefully finding something I like on either show. It was very slim pickings this week for me. Steve, what about you?
I am looking forward to part two of Ultima Lucha Trace of Lucha Underground.
Is this it? Are they done?
This is the last like four shows, and then I don't think this is season four yet, so.
I've heard there isn't. That's what I've heard, yeah.
I mean, Johnny Mundo's gone already.
Yep.
And so is...
Don't you mean Johnny Impact?
Johnny Impact.
Johnny GFW.
That's right.
Russ?
I am looking forward to... how they fuck up Sami Zayn in this, because obviously he's not going to be doing anything for Hell in a Cell, or maybe, I don't know. So I want to see how they fuck that up.
And Kent.
October. A time when machetes are cool. That's what I
machetes
look forward to.
Are always cool.
That's true.
Machetes are always in. And I just watched a movie where there's a lot of machetes. I can't remember what the fuck
was it machete?
Oh, yes, I do.
Was it machete?
It was Tales from the Crypt Ritual, which was like kind of not really a Tales from the Crypt movie, but Jennifer Grey was in it in her non-existent tits and her constantly hard nipples for whatever reason. Like, the whole film, hard nipples, even though she's like in the fucking, like, in Jamaica where it's pretty warm. It was very weird. It was an okay movie, though.
How old is this movie?
Also, 2002, I believe, and Tim Curry's in it.
But that's a plus right there.
Yeah, I thought so. Like, there is a little nudity. There's a lot of voodoo. Good stuff. Also, looking forward to Fashion Files, to answer your question.
All right, there you go, listener, whoever's out there. We have recapped. We have given you what we're looking forward to. And let's just play a Guess the Wrestler. Because you know our listeners want to hear it. So... Here are the rules for Guess the Wrestler. One of us each week picks a wrestler, and it's up to the other two, or in this case three, to guess who that wrestler is asking 9 questions, and they will all have 2 guesses.
So we only have 2 between 3 of us, so we have to figure it out.
Wait, what?
And so
9 questions between the 3 of us and 2 answers between the 3 of us.
Okay.
And it was my week to pick the wrestler, so I have my wrestler. It is a male, and it is a current wrestler.
That's 2 free answers.
It's Okada! It's Okada!
That sounds like the name of a cheese.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I had the Okada yesterday. It was really good. Sweet, but not...
Like
too sweet.
A slice of Okada on my burger?
Yes.
None of that omega sauce?
Yeah. All right. Who wants to start this off this week?
Russ, you always like to jump in.
I'll jump in then. Okay. What? Okay, I'm going to try. Hopefully this is true. What brand?
You mean between SmackDown and Raw? Neither.
That's not what I was saying. Son of a bitch. I said what brand?
Well, he probably would have been better, but promotion, I guess you should have said.
Promotion. What promotion? Fine.
Ring of Honor and New Japan.
Motherfucker. If this were Young Bucks, I'd be fucking pissed.
It can't be two. It has to be one of the two.
I think
did this gentleman formerly wrestle for WWE?
Yes.
Cody Rhodes.
He had a mustache. And a
was
tie.
He dashing?
All right, let's ask all the rest of our questions. I think we got it. Is he?
Is he related to Goldust? Is he related to Dusty?
Does his brother know a 5-time champion? Does his brother know a 5-time champion?
Was he ever the former Money in the Bank champ? No. No, he wasn't. It was Damian.
Was he part of the invasion of Raw?
Yes.
Wait, what?
The Bullet Club invaded Raw on Monday.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
It was the biggest hackneyed job I've ever seen of an invasion. It was horrible.
Well, they don't have the backing up.
So, question number 5. Does his name begin with a consonant?
Yes.
Yes, fucking nailed it! Does his name, last name, similar to something you would drive on?
Yes!
Would you drink his wife?
Oh, I got it.
Yes!
Steve, you want to ask any ridiculous questions?
No, I think you covered it.
Okay, so it's Johnny. Johnny
Impact. Does he have a Triforce on his boots?
And he has that tattoo, doesn't he?
Does he? I know it's on his boots. I don't know if
I'm pretty sure
he has a tattoo.
Know if it's on his tattoo.
Probably is.
It's Johnny Impact, isn't it?
It's Sando, you moron.
Oh, yeah. Damn it. All right. I think we all know what it is, so... Kent, go ahead.
No, I don't want to be wrong.
Was he upset that WWE brought back Starrcade?
Yes.
Who could it be?
I don't know. Is it Cody Rhodes so we can end this charade?
Yes, it is.
Man, that may have been one of the quicker endings.
That was pretty...
Good first question, Russ. I'll give you props.
Yeah, thank that you. Penguin sealed it.
Yeah. Unless it was WWE, in which case.
Yeah, that's true. If it was ROH and New Japan.
Then we'd have to waste another question on which brand it was.
And then, like, is it NXT or SmackDown or Raw?
Yeah, well, that's why brand would have covered that, I think. All right.
All right, so there you have it, listeners. Another week of Are You Not Entertained has come to a close. Kent, any announcements?
I got nothing. I am creatively bankrupt at the moment.
So is WWE.
So, no.
It's fine.
Fair enough. I mean, Carrie, my question to you is, now that you have outdone Paige, you have... handled 3 guys at the same time. How are you feeling about this? Do you feel that this went well?
Yeah, I think we did well here. I think
is Eric
good.
Jealous?
He's down playing video games with Twan. He doesn't
obviously
know.
He's not jealous. Yeah, he's
fantastic. No Twan announcements because I don't know.
There's only one person I know listens to this podcast, and she's part of it. So,
yep. I don't even listen to it. I edit like the first minute to get all the spacing right, and that's about it.
Hey, I have to do something while I'm killing time at work. And with that, let's say goodnight to our listeners, or just to me. So for Russ, Kent, and Steve, we wish everyone a good night, and we'll talk to you all next week.
remember, Carrie, because you're listening, you're special.
Aw, thanks, Russ.
Then I get cut out on editing. It's fine.
Send Cena and Nikki to Japan.
What?